Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Morning huddle. It needs to be energetic. It needs to be like, boom, to the point. And it serves a purpose, and that purpose is to make the day better, to avoid chaos. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Welcome to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your secondly amazing host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal, and I'm joined by your more amazing co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones, who is now the proud owner of a baby.
This has been going on for like... Owner, does that mean I paid her off or something?
Listen, that's only the beginning of having to pay her off, just so you know. Oh my God. So listen, this week we want to talk about something super important to your practice, something that some of us do, very few of us do amazingly well. Some of us do just to go through the motions, and probably most of us know it's a good idea and have tried, but then have failed or just given up on it. And that's the amazingly dreaded morning meeting or morning huddle. So what is the purpose of the morning huddle? Listen, the morning huddle is about building culture in your practice, not making things miserable. It's designed to help avoid chaos. So today, in this week's episode, Meredith is going to lead us through what should be done at a good basic morning huddle, and I'll add my two cents in every so often, and hopefully, usually it'll be I'll add a lot of two cents in because I just can't help myself, but I will try to be kind and all of those things. So Meredith, I'm going to turn it over to you, and you just take over.
Yeah, well, let's start with, I think a lot of people, when we ask, are you doing a morning huddle, people say yes. Yeah. And, you know, then as we dig deeper and we ask questions, we realize they're not doing a morning huddle. They're doing like a miserable get together. Okay. Whether it's like my 8 o'clock needs x-rays, my 9 o'clock needs photos. I'll need an exam on all my patients today. And it's like, is anyone listening to that? And does that affect anyone in this office? You know, almost all of the hygiene appointments will need exams at some point. Yes. Almost all of them will need x-rays. So,
or photos.
They'll need one or the other. Yeah. So, you know, you don't have to share that with us. So let's kind of get into how we view a successful morning meeting.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Let's start with some energy. Like I said, nobody wants to come in and it's like, good morning. Everyone's
so what if your team doesn't have energy?
I mean, think about the teachers in school.
Like without team professors. Sometimes doesn't have energy.
Well, we need to find some energy. We need some more coffee.
So we have to create some energy.
Yeah, we need some.
How can you create energy?
I am not a morning person.
Yeah, I am.
But do I walk in like bleh?
Some days.
Not into a morning.
So if you're the person or the office that doesn't have a lot of energy, how do you create that energy?
So we need music. Okay. Which shameless plug that gets us nowhere, but we do have a 3D Dentist Growth Summit playlist
on Spotify.
On Spotify, yeah, that we used at our summit that from our advanced mastermind admin meetings, a lot of them have taken back and used in morning meeting. And it's been great to hear the feedback that it, you know, it's such a small thing that really livens up.
Like done
up.
For you, basically. Yeah. You don't have to, you know.
If you like little rap music, livens it up for you, you know.
A little hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little dancing.
All right. So just a little bit of music. It's amazing. Music does bring some energy.
Yeah. Happiness. Yeah.
Like, because we need to bring the energy right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But like you said, you're trying to build culture. Like, the last thing you want is people to want to avoid this.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's sometimes people, I think people are trying to avoid it by finding work to do, right? Like, I can't come to morning meeting today. We have a really big surgery and I need to set up for it.
Yeah, that should have been done yesterday.
It should have been done yesterday, and they should come to morning meeting excited to share that they're doing a big surgery. I think we need to make people want to be there.
So I like the energy. So we're going to have the music blasting and pumping.
The patients are going to be out front thinking they're in the wrong place.
It's going to be like
my club.
So wait, maybe it's going to be like my buddy Will Jones. It's going to be like Tomorrowland.
Yeah, he goes to all those festivals and like Belgium.
Yeah. All right. So what do you start the morning meeting with?
Yeah. So we start with like a joke, a quote, motivational quote. Mm-hmm. I know you recently bought a book that's like 365 days of motivation. So like read a couple lines from that. I mean, obviously find something the day before to have. There's like some stacks. Some people have like a stack of joke cards and they like jokingly, some dad jokes. I mean, bad jokes, good jokes, like anything.
Not dirty jokes though.
No, not dirty jokes unless they freak in your office.
No. Even then, we've stopped that.
Yeah. So the office has grown too big for that. But yeah, just start it off kind of lighthearted, right? Yeah. Like you just want to get people engaged and get people excited. And then first things first, right off the bat, a very quick, not drawn out, know the score, the office manager, leader with a quick financial update. Where are we for the month? You know, maybe what do we have left for the month?
So just so
how
people,
many days left?
So
how many
real
days
quick,
in?
Like, hey, here, like I'll make up some numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, our goal for the month is $150,000. We should be at $75,000 at this point. We're at $80,000. We're tracking to $150,000. Great work to everybody. Boom.
Does anyone have anything?
Yeah.
So then we go to the patients, right? Okay. So this is our patients for the day.
So this is the meat.
Yes.
Now this is the meat of the morning. This is the purpose of the morning meeting. So this is the real meat of what what they need to get out of
it. Right. So provider wise, whether that's a champion, a hygienist,
so every
or doctor,
column basically.
Yes. There's a lot of them. It could be anywhere from 4 in most offices to 12, right?
Yeah.
So it's got to be quick. It may not be every single person in a bigger office, but in our office where we have 12 team members and we have 6 providers.
6 columns. Yeah.
We usually go through each person, and it's anything that it's just a highlight. So it's anything that affects anyone outside your operatory. For example, I'm going to need a treatment plan on this patient. They have unscheduled treatment. I'm going to need a night guard on this one. They're chatty. If I could have someone available to get records afterwards. Now, typically that's not ideal, but let's control the chaos. And we know it's going to become a problem. Why wait until...
Or some of the ones I just thought of is, hey, we forgot to get a consent on this one. Or can you get the consent at the front office?
Right.
So what you're saying is, let's look
or
at
payment. Us... payment. I saw that they have
payment.
A payment.
Yeah.
Can you collect that before they come back?
Yeah, so basically what I'm hearing is, you look at your column of 6, 7, 8 patients, 10 patients, whatever's in your column, and basically you're just giving the rest of the team an update on what affects them, not all the things like, not, hey, I'm going to be doing perioprobing on this person, or, you know.
Because that's how you lose people.
Yeah.
Then no one's interested, everyone's doing other things. And then I think one of the other things that we do that helps to help down the road, we show when their next block is, or we say my next availability, whether it's for the doctor, whether it's for the hygienist. So for hygiene, it's like my next new patient is July 31st, which is behind us. But
I don't even know
what month we're
July 31st, 2024,
year, which is, you know, September 6th.
Yeah. And for me, I like for the team, for me, my next three hour block.
Yeah. Right. So for the for the assistants, they're saying when their next big opening is, and that, we don't realize how much that helps, but then if I'm a hygienist and I, or I'm a treatment coordinator and I'm presenting treatment, I know in the back of my head, I heard that assistant say today that Dr. A doesn't have an opening until October for 3 hours. So I'm not sitting here shuffling through.
I just go straight there.
Yeah. Like, and so sometimes we even put that at the bottom of our schedule just as a reminder. Yeah.
It's interesting how differently we think a little bit there. Because what I heard is my next 3-hour opening's in October. I'm like, how do I fix that?
Right, right.
How do I get one 2 weeks from now, right?
Yeah.
So that, like, to me, that was some of the things that I heard in morning meeting was, oh, my next, I forgot. I don't realize it, right? And then I'm like, oh my God, so it's 3-4 weeks away before I can do something I enjoy doing.
Like. Right.
So I'm like, I got to fix that by increasing my number of 3-hour blocks or, you know, shuffling patients around and pushing certain things out further. So those are that's kind of what I'm hearing. And I kind of put my 2 cents in at the morning meeting with that. Another thing I do want to mention, the doctor does not speak at the morning meeting outside of anything urgent, basically going on. So I'm just there as a participant listening to what's going on. So I want to repeat that. The doctor is not leading the morning meeting. Okay. The morning meeting is facilitated by the office manager, team leader, and then each team member that owns a column will then present or share about that column. So in my case, Masha shares my column, Isabel shares Dr. Hetrick's column, so-and-so shares Dr. Shake's column, the hygienists share their own columns, Liz as an assistant provider shares her column. So those are the kind of things that we're sharing at the morning meeting.
And then once everybody has gotten through their kind of provider rundown of either what they need for the day or how they can, you know, another thing that's really good is maybe Liz would be like, I don't have any consults this afternoon, or our treatment coordinator would be like, I'll be completely available this afternoon if anyone needs me,
right.
You know, or I'm going to get my calls done this morning, so I'm available this afternoon.
Right.
So that's nice to know too, because in the back of your mind, it's just, you know, someone's there if you need to call out for help or, you know, have somebody available like that. So then we move on to back to the team leader, is an office win. This could be, you know, something positive typically.
You got to manufacture it if there's nothing positive, right?
So a review, a compliment from a patient. Maybe sometimes patients email in a compliment. They've left a Google review that's really nice. A goal that's been set. Sometimes we hit non-production goals. Sometimes we set
video testimonial.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of these office wins. Like subconsciously, you should be
not
sharing.
Always numbers.
You should always share what you want more of.
Right.
So if we want more Google reviews, keep sharing Google review wins.
Right.
You know, and then what I would say is point out, oh, so-and-so Meredith, you were mentioned in our Google review this week.
Yeah.
And the other team member's like, hey, I want to get mentioned in the Google review. Kind of create that little culture of competition. Or, hey, I'm just using you because you're in front of me. Hey, Meredith got a video testimonial this week. Great job, Meredith.
Yeah.
And the other team member's like, wait, why? You know, they want to create a little bit of culture of competition there.
And then there's a couple ways I've heard that people do this next thing, but it's anyone looking to share a win or a win to share. This could be a kudos. This could be a high low. I even heard one office say they do happy crappies.
Yeah, I don't
happy
know.
Happy or crappy.
Like I would think about it as a happy poop.
No. Like they either share something good or bad.
Yeah.
But I think with the bads is more like, hey, you know, yesterday I had an Invisalign patient and I was running behind. My next patient came early. I just really want to say thanks to Jesse for seeing my patient for me, or at least getting them back and getting them ready. That really helped me. And it's just like when you're able to appreciate and say it like that, like the rest of the teams goes, I could have helped her and I didn't even realize it, you know? I didn't even have to ask. So it's like kudos, or maybe the office manager is like, you know, Meredith has closed 3 Invisalign cases this week. That's awesome. Or Megan has done so much in treatment, or 3 arches, or, you know, everyone has their goals for their different thing, and that might not be the whole office a part of, but it's nice to share those, to know that as a team, Liz hit her goal. She doesn't always get there alone.
Right.
Especially, you know, in the beginning when hygiene is referring.
Oh, she definitely doesn't get there alone.
Referring all those sleep studies that, you know, once hygiene refers those sleep studies, they typically never hear anything.
Yeah, the hygienist doesn't know.
They don't know. So for them to hear, like, these people are turning into production and collections, that benefits them too, but it's nice to just hear it. So I think that helps, that is like a huge culture at the end, the kudos and all of that with each other. And so I think that's a really good way to wrap up morning meeting. Because again, this should only be 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like what I hated the most was we started at 7:45 at the time.
Yeah.
Our patients started at 8. Morning meeting would go till 7:59.
Yeah, that's no good.
I mean, you're literally like running around to go get your patient back. And I would be there in time to set up my room before, but like, dang, you can't even have a sip of water or catch a breath. Yeah, like
you should have done that before you got there.
Right. Like, yeah, but that's what we're having this is to avoid that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I get it.
And so, you know, make sure this lasts 10 minutes max.
Yeah. And if you say, oh, we need more time, no.
Yeah.
It's 10 minutes, man. You got to get this done. So in a perfect world, we start 15 minutes before our first patient. We want our morning meeting. We've done 5 minutes before our first patient. Mm-hmm. So that gives us 10 minutes to do this. So everybody's got to be prepared.
Right. They can't pet peeve is people getting peeled back at 8:05. It's like, well, we had morning meeting.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
no. Uh-uh. 8 o'clock. Let's rock and roll. So the last thing we want to do is, I think this is very important, is now we want to announce, after we go through the patients, we see who has unscheduled treatment plan. We can kind of see the dentist, the team members, the clinical team. And really, this is about the assistant and the doctor can get an idea of what, you know, how many balls they got to juggle today. Yeah. Then they can say, hey, here's the best time for emergencies. And hopefully every day there's some times for emergencies. But some days there won't be. So like, for example, when we have three doctors in the office, there's no time for emergencies that day because all the assistants are taken, all the rooms are taken. So we have to know that those aren't the best days for emergencies, or we got to figure out, you know, when is like, hey, this would be the best time for an emergency. So what are some of the ways that you can determine, Meredith, what the best times for an emergency or limited exam is?
Yeah. So in our office, we do CEREC. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a lot of times when you're working up front, you don't know sometimes the workflow mm-hmm. of what's going on in the back. When you're milling, mm-hmm. that's a great time. When you have a sedated patient and you know that first little bit, they're getting mm-hmm. sedated, that kind of thing. In between patients, you know, we never really overlap. These are kind of seen by the assistant mm-hmm. or a treatment coordinator. Another thing is hygiene cancellations. That's a great place to put in an emergency or a limited exam. And so eventually this becomes something that maybe the assistant can start to look at the day before and put those blocks in.
Yeah.
Whoever's in charge of that or the one who typically is working out with the doctor that day.
Yeah.
And then that way that's something that doesn't even have to be discussed the next day because it's already up there. Yeah. And a lot of times these emergencies are calling that the afternoon before. So it's nice to have a little bit in advance. Yeah.
So hopefully this helps you realize that morning huddle needs to be energetic. It needs to be like, boom, to the point. And it serves a purpose. And that purpose is to make the day better, to avoid chaos, to start the day with great, you know, good energy and good positive energy and help make the day better. And every person plays a role. If your morning meetings are one person at the front just lecturing to the whole team, that's why nobody loves them. You got to rotate people through. You got to make people stand and talk. You got to do these things to get people engaged. And it builds a culture of accountability. It builds a culture of leadership. It builds a culture of energy in your practice. And it just keeps building a culture. So we hope you enjoy our overview of the morning meeting. If this is something you think you need more help with 3D dentists, the best program that we do to help change practices is our 3D mastermind program. We will train, you know, we start with 6 months of leading the doctor to lead their practice. And then we get into team training and team site visits and team workshops and, you know, getting you to get control of your practice, to be a modern practice, a practice that's built for 2023, 2024 and beyond, not a practice that's living in the ways of the 1990s and early 2000s. Those days are gone. You can ride that out for a few years, but then you'll become an antiquated dinosaur. And who wants that? So 3D Mastermind, give us a shout, apply. We're already booking into the summer of 2024. By the time at the end of the year, we'll already be booking in 2025. So if you want to get your practice on the right track, if you think this is something you want to do, now's the time. You know, the demand for it, we're so blessed and so happy that the demand is great because we're doing a great job and we're changing practices. So let us know how we can help. Reach out 3d-dentists.com and hopefully you keep finding this podcast helpful and keep Anna Scott happy, Meredith.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.